Beginning the current daf, Masechet Yevamah Zav here, beginning on Aleph, beginning to his Masechet, beginning to the Gemara, the Laban Min Alehu. So, okay, we know, according to Bishmol, we are saying the Chalaisa say, because they have the extra word Semer Pishtim. But according to the Rabbanan, where do they know this from? So, says Taisus, the truth is, Habamatzel Meimu, the Gemara could have said, the Leisavik Rebihuda, that the Rabbanan Bishmol don't hold like Rebihuda, that to Darshan Smuchin, you need to have Muchach or Mufne, which the whole premise is built on, that you have to have the extra words in Semer Pishtim. And that would have said that they know it from this Mechaz HaPsukim, and you don't have to have Muchach HaMufna, which they actually don't. Ella, but his answer is, Nichol HaLashnoi, the Gemara prefers to answer, Afele Yisabek Rebbe Yehuda, even if they're like Rebbe Yehuda, again, then what would be the source? But then Tosfos says, Rebbe Timotheus asks to take a second look, and he says that, Uman Niu, the Palgal HaTan Rishmal, wait a second, who are these Rabbanan that disagree with the Tan Rebbe Rishmal that we're trying to find the source for them? Egyptian Menelazer. Now, as we find also that he's the one, the only other one that we find that disagrees with the Tan Rebbe Rishmal. Now the problem is Rebbe Shimon Elazar and the Idach Tan Rebbe Rishmal and the other Tana of the Rebbe Rishmal, which is brought in the Perek Bam Ligan Shabbos of Chabazai Med Aleph, might do they agree the Beloy Ribui that without any Ribui that's distinct to include all the begodim, have a stam begodim temer pishtim, that actually regular garments are temer pishtim. So although they say, oh, begodim doesn't have to only be temer pishtim, that's only if there's an extra ribui, in contrast to Tanur Shmuel. But even they agree that if there's no extra ribui, like the word oi, that it would be, so then they're just like Tanur Shmuel. So why are we saying that there's no source for them? Because temer pishtim is extra, because we know what begodim means temer pishtim. Rabbi Meri says, no, the hainu ahi b'raise pekat chelis. This quote-unquote Rabbanon of the Tan Rebbe Shmuel is regarding a Tana brought in the Braisa in Menachas Daf Lamed Tes based. Nachman says the Hashirayim Turmin Tzitzis. He says that silk is exempt as a garment from Tzitzis. And Eisrei Rav Nachman, but Rav asked Rav Nachman for the following Braisa Hashirayim by Kelch Vesrik and all different types of silk. Kulan Chayiv Matzitzis to Olam Begin Tzitzis. Is he Nalakim? Mishan the Gemara answers, oh, that's only Midraban. So we see that. Specifically, according to Rav Nachman, the obligation of other garments that are not, well, linen only rabbinically. Of a Rabbi, the parchas of Rav Nachman, Rabbi who asked on Rav Nachman from that braisa, lid taima, he explains, obviously the mechayim deraisa, that the other garments are obligated even biblically, where, he braisa, and he holds like that braisa, and but let's say Rav Nachman, the Shana's Rabbani, does not only Rav Nachman answer, it's only rabbinically. So it comes out, those Rabban that disagree with Tanri Shmuel, that's going like Rava, that obligates other garments, even biblical midrashes. So that's the ones who are saying, according to them, that begodim, even without a special ribu, includes other fabrics. Would we know for them? Asid dechalaisa say. Kunex says, Master, beginning with the Gemara, malalab da kava. Well, what are you going to compare to the negative prohibition of cutting off the bayish and the chicken and the shabakal? This is not a universal love, and therefore maybe it's easier to be overridden by an assay, and therefore would not prove in general to the concept of assay dechaleis. Says Taisus, the perik eshnei nazirin, the Gemara daf and nosa daf and chesam and alf. Mefarish, the Gemara there explains that because we have two different approaches here in our sugya about where the Gemara wants to learn it from. Is it in general from the lav of akafa of mitzayra, or is it specifically as the second shot the Gemara brings from a nazir that's mitzvah, overriding the halachas of naziris? So the Gemara there explains the high time that the mukedushal and nazir, which they're both learning from the same word of roshay, that learns it for like the second shot in our Gemara for the nazir zisurim, because sabra he holds that kafas kol roish loish mahakafa. Taking off the payas, if it's included in all the here in the head, that's not considered the isra of going around the head, which is what just taking off payas are, from the forehead all the way around. That's not considered the isra of taking off the payas. Maybe you cannot explain the togma when he's not a nazir because the mitzvah is taking off all the here in the head, and you don't see any concept of a seder chalaisi from this concept of roishe. So there he has to explain the togma even when he's a nazir to override the isra of a nazir cutting off his hair. Now, but according to the first mandam in our Gemara, that Roshay teaches just for the regular negative prohibition of payas, somebody holds the Shema HaKafa, that would be considered Isra taking of payas. Over Bisim, if you want, you could say another approach. No, everyone holds that taking off all the hair they had would still be the Isra taking of the payas. But Tani Mukalla the Nazir, and the second Mandama that says, so why we have to talk about Nazir, if you could see it even just from the regular Isra of taking off a payas? Because that would like to say Va'ase. Because by Nazir, there's a negative prohibition and a positive commandment. And so why does he have to say it specifically over there? Mishum de lav gudeida, because that Mandama holds that just for a regular not lav. We don't have to tell you that the mitzvah could cut off that mitzvah of the mitzvah cutting off the body here, that he could override negative prohibition of cutting for the pays, because the megadilim nafka, that you know, which already brought in the previous stuff, that we know from that of gedilim tasalach, which is near that of shatness, which asay dechalais to say. But according to the one that says yes, you need it just to teach you that the asay of mitzvah could be dechad the lois to say of cutting for the pays, because somebody holds the megadilim loyofinam, because you cannot learn out from the smichas of gedilim tasalach from shatness. Why not? From the itzok like the rabbi, he holds that you need that temer pishtim to teach you rabbi's teaching, and it's not extra. Slash mean that the Tzemer Pishnim Poit Mishamin is to tell you that Tzemer Pishnim will exempt even other types of fabrics of cloth, and V'lav Litzchis Lav Deklaim Kaz. And it's not coming to teach you that since you can override the negative prohibition of Klaim, it's not extra for that, and therefore that's why he does not say the Chalais. From there, he would only know it from that of Mitzayra, who's cutting off his pace. Now, says, and Umreishai, and from the Drosha of Reishai, Misayei Lahai Tana, that supports that Tana, V'asei Dochi Loisese Ba'ama. That's where you see this concept of a Seyd Dechalis according to that mandam, because again, from Gedilim, you wouldn't know that. Therefore, he needs Reisha with that. Now, since this is Rekasha, it's difficult. Hechi Yalef Mereisha, how are we learning out from Reisha, this mandam that we just explained, that a Seyd is Dechalis, a Seyd, that's where he needs it from, because why? How could you learn from it? Because he's not learning from Gedilim Taslach, but Dechalim Efrach Ked Barchin Hacha, but you could ask, like our Gemara asks over here, that she can't allow change of Bukhal. That it's not universal because cutting off the face does not apply to women. So how you can learn up the concept of Asay Dechalese to all of Tyre? And most definitely, this question the Gemara gives is a bona fide question. Dimlikin, because if that wasn't such a bona fide question, so Nilf Mizakonai, then actually we should learn that from when it talks about Zakonai by the Nazir, the Litchalese Sebasei, that meaning by this Mitzayr that cuts off his beard, that you should see that overrides a negative prohibition and a positive commandment. Because that's a list of Sebasei. And from the fact that we don't, obviously because you hold it's flawed. If it's flawed, then how would this mandama know Asay Dechalais say from a Mitzvah according to his pace? The Yishlam Mitzvah says what you could say is, the Sugi de Nazir Savra, you're right, the Sugi over there, Masech de Nazir, holds that yes, Reishai is coming to override the negative prohibition of cutting up the payas, and why? Because the feel like Sib Reisha. Because even if it didn't say Reisha, have Makminan Zikonai Bekoim. Then we still would have said that when it says Zikonai, cutting off his beard, that's also by Koin to teach you that Asay Mitzayra is Dech Alav and Asay, which applies to a Koin cutting off his hair. Why? Because this Zikonai Mashman being Koin be Yisrael. Zikonai, his beard, sounds like whether it's a Jew, meaning a non Koin, or a Koin. Doesn't differentiate. Although Reishai, he doesn't understand this Manda Amar, in contrast to our second Manda Amar here in our Gemara, that it should mean whether he's a Nazir or not a Nazir. Why? Because the positive are regular people who are not Nazir. So Lahachi, but in contrast to Zakan, it would mean any person, which is not something so unique to be a Kain. It would include Kain and Yisrael. So Lahachi, therefore, keep the Chsib Zakanai. So once we already have the positive of Zakanai, that's teaching us the Docha Leis is about to say the overrides the negative prohibition and the positive commandment. So Sula Itzach Reishai, the Lav She'ein Shav, because I don't need Reishai to teach me anymore a negative prohibition that's not universal, meaning just for the halacha of Payas, which is that for just a man. Because that I would know from subsumed in the category of Zikana, which is teaching, I can even override a negative prohibition and positive commandment if it's a Lav She'ein Shav. Ah, so therefore, if it's not teaching me anything regarding if it's not a universal negative prohibition, because again, that you know from Koshkin, from Zakanai, so that's what's called, it's a Talmudic dictum. If it has nothing to do with this, it should teach about something else, which is for a law that is universal, and therefore, yes, the Mandama of Reisha would hold that this would be the source of a Seder Chalaisa, even for any Laisa, even that is, which is Shavu Bakal. Avol, but that's the sugi Masech Nazir. It says Taisa sugi d'shmaitin something, but the sugi in our sugi hold that Reisha is necessary for itself, and that we can't say this in Eina Inyan. Why? Because as we see in our sugi, that's teaching you regarding cutting of payas, which is Lav She'ena Shabbakal. Why is that? Because there's a kind of Lav Mekmin B'Kanim. It's not true that our sugi holds that we would not have explained Zikane Toma Bakan Ilav Dechsev Reisha if not for the fact that it already says Reisha. So if it already says Reisha, it wouldn't need Zikane. So it's a Reisha Legluya Zikane De'ar Bakan. So Reisha is telling you, which actually for Payas, but it's teaching you and revealing that, oh, Zikane must be Toma Bakan because we already know regarding a non kain. And that is regarding this of Lav She'in Shav Bakal, is Badacha Leisa Sevase overrides negative purpose and positive commandment. But therefore, according to our sugya, you would not be able to learn that anything from Reisha at all, meaning that it would override even a lav hashava b'kol. That's one approach. You know, I mean, another approach says Taisis, that really both sugyas hold that yeah, Zikane would be kain and yisrael, and but sugya d'ha'cha savra, but our sugya held the itzach reisha still you need reisha for itself. Why? Why isn't it a kosher kain from Zikane? Because Lashmin, we needed to tell you actually that Kobas Kalaresh Malkofa. This is where we it tells you that cutting off all the hair in the head would still be considered the Isser of circumventing or going all the way around and the Isser of cutting off the payas. So that's what it's actually teaching you. Because we needed to be Doicha that. But if it's not an Isser, then we wouldn't need Reishe. So therefore, it's not extra to teach you. For the concept of a seidach aleis to say for aleis say she'ena shem bakal, that is shem bakal. Aber he d'shnei the zimtzer but in contrast the gemara then says nazar held the misvayi din d'shmaka but no that they know from logic that it's considered cutting up the pays and then you don't need reisha for that and therefore what's the point of reisha to teach a seidach aleis to say even aleis say a shem bakal. Kinnik says master begin with the gemara the kinnoi matam lema. What is this that it says in the beard that is cutting off that here? What's that coming to teach us? Which Tay says from Tim, and Tay says the second look, he says, what do you mean? Why are you asking as if these words are extra? Well, itzrich, reisha vizikon, they actually need both words, l'chlal prat l'chlal. Needed for the Talmud, for the Talmudic dictum of klal prat l'chlal, and the amrin v'seit, the perko yimevi, naftazayim and alf, that teaches us that, yeah, although it already says all the hair on his body, but it says specifics of his head and then his beard to tell you. Ma'aprat before is just like these specifics. They're explicit that mokum kinyus sarvachulu that there are places where the hair is gathered and it's visible, etc. Teaching us some things. What are you asking? Like as if they're extra. What you can say is that he milsa, but that idea of the cloud by the cloud. What's the midrash megabes in that you could have expanded the same thing from his eyebrows? Why do you need reisha zekonai? Those words are extra, and therefore that's why our gemara is coming to explore what those words are coming to teach us. Tinek says not to begin with the word zigma baketi yitzchak. Now it's still necessary. Why? So, you would have thought to say Shana Kahan Bechulu that Kahanim would be different. So, you would think that they would not be overridden because of the Asay Mitzvah, because Kahanim have a lot of mitzvahs. Therefore, again, it's not something that is like extra, because it would be teaching us, even though you already have Reishai, Zikani itself has to teach us that it's also going to do it by Kahanim. But it's not coming to teach us anything beyond this Lav She'in Shav Bako. So, he says, have a Muslim name in a the Gemara could have said, the Itzuch Zikanei, that you need Zikanei, limitcha se v'leisa se. Simply that, because it could override, not just a negative prohibition, but a positive commandment and a negative prohibition. Because the Mereisha leisha minya let up greater. What are you saying? You already have Reisha, what do you need Zikanei for? What do you mean? Reisha is only overriding payas, which is a lav. Here Zikanei is overriding a lav and ase. And therefore, Mahocha, so from here, Limatzel Melech Ba'am, you cannot learn in general to Leisa Sebel Tchulei Sebasei that, okay, so let's override a positive commandment and negative prohibition. No, the Shani Hocha, here it's different. When you're talking about Kahanim, they have a La Basei Shein Shad Bakal, because it's not universal. It doesn't apply by other people, because I mean, Pek Shanei Nazim, and Nazidav Nuches Amad Beis, which from Zikani you cannot learn out, because it's Shein Shad Bakal. So that's a question Taisa has. Additionally, Tais continues. Tais has to take a second look and says, "If you're going to say the nimam b'hacha, now why don't you learn over here from Zikanei that in general the litchi lav va'asei she'en shav b'kol, at least the asei should override a negative prohibition of positive kahanim, which is not universal, which is similar to Zikanei, which only applies to kahanim, to males. But the imkain, if that's the case, that you could learn out that from here. So my part, Berakim Matzias, was the gemara in Bamitzit of Lamanav ask." Gabay v'salamto, it says in the pasuk v'salamto that you're going to turn the blind eye, which actually teaches in Parshat Mesalem that at times you could actually turn a blind eye from returning a lost object, which the Gemara says, wait a second, what's it necessary for? If it's a kohen, maybe basic for us, if it's a kohen and it's in the cemetery, pshita, obviously, because the in ased dechalis of ase, the pasuk commandment returning the lost object would not override the negative prohibition of pasuk commandment that a kohen has of not becoming tummy. Which Tosfos says, what do you mean? But that's a negative prohibition in the Pasuk that does not apply to all, it only applies to Kahanim. And I thought that you actually do say Asay is Bechel Leisev Asay. So Nebai Meridiri says that you're right. But the Hasim Ikka Pircha, there the primary question the Gemara is asking actually is Samech is actually relying on Midachin and Isur Mekmeim Mamayin. You're right, that's not the primary question because you're right, we actually would say Asay Bechel Leisev Asay by Lav Shein Shabukal. The primary question is relying on the fact of you think we would override a negative prohibition for someone's monetary gain of a Shabbos Aveda? And see, right, that's really the primary question. But great, Kash, this is another difficulty. The Kamahasim is saying, and the Gemara says over there, at the end of the paragraph of Laman, Bezim and Al, Yochel, you would think, Amali, of his father tells him, Tamei, I want you to become Tamei, or, and he's a kind, he's not allowed to, Oy, Al Tav Sabedo, he tells him, don't return a lost object. So Yochel, Yishmala, you would think, okay, listen to your father, keep it up at aim. Tamalim, of course, teaches, no, Ani Hashem, you have to listen to Hashem. Now, Paruch, the Gemara asks, that, why do you need a pasuk to teach you that? Typically, it should be sufficient that a positive commandment, listen to the father, will not override a negative prohibition and a positive commandment, which apply in those cases. Says Tosfos, my Paruch, what's the Gemara asking? But this negative prohibition and positive commandment of not becoming Tamei as a Kohen, is not universal, only Bekanim. I thought we started off Tosfos by saying that from our sug, you see that it is Decha a Lavase if it's a Shein HaShavakol. So what's the Gemara's question? Amri the Reis says, you're right, the Le Parach Ela Al Tach Zaved. It's not really asking from the case of Tumah, it's asking from the case of not return lost object, which that is universal. So Lomali Kra Lahachi, that what do we need a Pasik not to listen to the Father? That was the Gemara asking the Lava Se Shavu Kol, that is a universal negative provision of Pasik commandment. But you're right, one of Tumah, the Gemara wasn't asking. But this is why catch another difficulty is the common parak based. Later on, the second parak of Chof Med Alv, Gabalmon L'Kain Gadol, when there is a Kain Hedjit who dies without any children. Now his widow is falling in front of his brother who is a Kain Gadol, which the Torah forbids that relationship. So the Mishnah tells us the Chilat B'Lam is a Bemis. It's only Isolav, it's not an Erev of Krisis. So you have to Chalitza, but you can't do Yim. Paruch the Gemara asks that Vishleim woman, and so we understand if she's a widow from marriage. So lo also say b'docha lo sebasei. So the positive commandment of doing yibum will not override the negative prohibition of the positive commandment of the halacha of amona to a kohen gadol. Elam erison, but if she's just a widow from being engaged, where she's still a basula, so it's just you still have the asay of that the kohen gadol is married basula, but just she's still a widow from the Erison. So the Gemara says, Leisa Asay, but look at Leisa Asay. So you don't have Asay there, just a Leisa. So the positive ground of Yibim should override the negative prohibition. So on that, Tosfos is bothered. He says, what do you mean? And then the Suanami, even if she was a widow from marriage, am I Nichle? Why is the Gemara okay with that? But Lava Asay, Shein Shav Bakalu, but this is a negative prohibition of positive ground, which is not universal, only for Kohen Gadol. And that I thought Asay is Daicha. Chain Sham, also over there, later on the Chaval from Menaf, Kabe Plukta Dirabach, but Belaza. The B is Kohen Gadol Bamana. Regarding the cohabitation of a Kohen Gadol and a widow, where she's his Yavama, that if she's exempt with this Bia, and that she's permitted to others, or that did not exempt her and she requires Chalitza. Kama, the Gemara says over there, that if she's Almona min HaNisuin from marriage, Shekulam on the Plague Lai Patra, no one's going to disagree that he did not exempt her, because the Enos Yedek HaLei Sabasid, because the Pasuk Gemara did not over a negative provision on the Pasuk Gemara, so therefore he didn't do anything, and therefore he still needs Chalitza. So he's bothered, what do you mean? Again, it's a Lai Sabasid, Shein Shabakol, so Yibim should be Daichet. So Ben Marie, the Reis says, no, the Loi Dami. Cannot compare this Loi Sebasei of Malka and Gadol to the Loi Sebasei of cutting off the beard of the Kohen. That's a Mitzera. Because the Lava said the Giluach, the negative prohibition of Pasuk Commandment of cutting off the hair of the beard of a Tfei in Shabbat Kol. That's more not universal. Because she ain't Shabbat Kol Nashim, because it's not applicable to any woman at all. Because they don't have the problem of cutting off the beard. I've got Malka and Gadol, but regarding a widow to Kohen Gadol, so the woman would be doing the issa just like the kain that would be having relations with her. The korbei lo yikach, it says they should not take, meaning leisikach, she also should not be taken in marriage. And therefore the pasuk commandment yibum will not override it. Even though it's only by kahanim, but still it's by all genders, and therefore it's less non-universal, and therefore. Although we say Asid Dechalis Abasei by Giluach, because that's more Enish of Bakal. But here it's not so much Enish of Bakal, therefore we won't say Asid Dechalis Abasei. Now, B'yesh Mefarshim, those who want to explain, No, the premise that we start of Tosis doesn't start. You cannot learn out from Zikonai, a fellow intravokal, even if it's not universal, to say, why? Because the say the mitzvah here is not really so much the weakness of the leis of asay, it's because of the strength of the positive commandment of mitzvah to cut off this here to purify mitzvah from tzaras, which is other mishar asay. It's greater than the regular positive commandment. Because the gadol hashalom, how great is peace? Because the aday sheitar, because by being purified, mutar b'tashmer, she permitted marital intimacy by becoming together. Because I mean, mishaloch hakein, like the gemara is holding up kamal from manav. Dilam shaleich tashalach. If not for the fact that the Torah tells you a double lashon of send forth by the mitzvah shaluch hakein, I would have said that the mitzvah, which he has to bring two birds for his purification, which then you don't have the mitzvah of shaluch hakein, because the positive commandment of the asay of him bringing birds for his korban is dochi asay the shaluch, override the positive commandment of sending away the mother bird. Why? The other, because it's better, because the god lashon, because how great is the peace that it makes. That he's going to come together, that he's not going to be ostracized anymore. So therefore, you see that it's the greatness of the asay, and therefore that's why maybe only over here will we say it's the chalais of asay. Now, b'shmeit nabla lemeiman. The truth is, so therefore, in the sugi, you could have said the leyafinim asay the mitzvah, that you cannot learn out from the asay of mitzvah, b'shem the gal hashem, because our greatest peace. Not like the gemara had to say that, oh, because it's teaching regarding kahana, which achemiri. But says Ella rather the Balav Hakadosh. But anyways, it pushed it away very well. But really, could have said also that you cannot learn from the Torah because it's a very strong asay because Gal Hashem. But even more of it actually says Torah says the Hakadosh. Here we say that it overrides because the Afila asay ki hai loy nigmi mahacha delitchi. In other words, Torah is saying that it's better for the Gemara actually to bring other rejections and not Gadol HaShalom, which was just bothering Taisus, because the Hach over here in the Gemara, Dachi, it overrides that fila, even if you're going to say that Asay Kihai, even if you'll have a positive commandment, like Mitzvah that's so big, still we want to tell you, Nigma Hach, we cannot learn from Mitzvah, the Litcha that should override such a Chashav Asay, like Mitzvah that's Gadol HaShalom, you cannot learn out, because of the other reasons. So, even though we could have rejected, but there might be another Asay that's also as strong as that, and if we want to say even that, you cannot learn out. Because, like we're saying, it's Kahanim, Chamiri, and so on. Now, Umi, however, says Taisis, Lo Yis Yashav Tamzeh. This reasoning of, like we're saying, you cannot learn it from Mitzvah because Gola Shalom, it's not really a good reasoning. Ilamanda Asa B'mayit Katan, only according to one that says forbidden the Mayit Katan of Zayim and Beis, Mitzvah B'michaluta, Mitzvah, when he is in his confirmed Tum state, B'tashma Shemitah, in marital intimacy. And only when he's purified, he's going to come back and have Shalom Bayis, therefore it's Gola Shalom. And therefore, maybe that's why it's the chalais of asay. Alman the sharb, according to one that says actually when he's a confirmed, so he actually permitted intimacy, so then it wouldn't make sense because even now he's permitted intimacy, and therefore that wouldn't be a reason why him cutting off all his hair would permit to the chalais of asay. Next says, Master Begum of the Gemara, Ligma min Nazir. Let's learn out from Nazir the dachi, which it overrides. It's asay, it overrides the chalais of asay. Which Tais says, Tais has to take a second look and says, if you can see, I'll jump to the contrary. That it does not override la basay, the negative property and positive amount of the itame, of when the father tells him to come and tame. Which does always have a say, and we see it's not teicha. Why are we learning from Nazi that is? There's something that says what you can say is no. The Malik Kibbut Avim, you cannot compare to Kibbut Avim, honoring one's parents. She can heksha mitzvah, which Tais says, that makes it weaker. Because it's only preparatory for a mitzvah. It's not the mitzvah itself can come on. So therefore it's not teicha. But nazir, we would be able to learn out like most mitzvahs, which the asay is at the same time as the overriding of the lesser basay. But then says, if you're going to say, akati still in bosa limon mekana dochi becoming to learn from nazir, that's teicha lesser basay. Imkim, if that's the case, it's a glan shabbat, then we definitely need, as the Gemara says about mitzvah of laman al, vesalamta beperkel mitzvahs, the kohen, the bevesa kvaras, if he's a kohen, and the aved is in the cemetery, the mitzvah that he could turn a blind eye, which Gemara said, oh, that's pshita, and you don't need vesalam to them. So it said what you need it for. So then it says, what do you mean? Now you do need vesalam to the teacher regarding kohen when the aved is in basic kvaras, because you tell me that it's teichalei sebasei. So then you would think that the kohen actually would have to return the aved, even though he's going to be over the sebasei of tuma. Umaachad asam loy dachi. Now, from the fact that we see over there that actually it's not Teichel Leis of Asay, So, to the contrary, Nelev ba'alma d'leidach, we should learn that in general, that it's not the chalei sebase. So what's the Gemara asking there from Melzi Shulun that you do, Shulun from Aveda that you don't? So that's what it says, Rishon, what you could say is, no, the hosam loitzach kralach. Now there, by Aveda, you don't need the pasuk of Eslamta for that. Why? Because the pshit of loitzachi, it's obvious that it's not going to be dechi. The hosam, like the Gemara says, a different reasoning anyway. Because the Gemara says, besu, and moreover, midachin neisur mekmei memoine, do we override a negative prohibition for someone's monetary gain? So anyway, we would say that that's not what Bishalom is coming to teach us. So we really wouldn't be learning out anything over there. That's because of Yisrimik Meim Moina. But in general, maybe I say Yisrimik Meim Moina, and that's what we'd be learning out from that of Nazir, like our Gemara is asking over here. Next says, Master Vignal, the Gemara Shekin Yishna B'Sheila. No, we cannot learn out from Nazir, because Nazir, its Yisrim are weaker, because one could ask the Chacham and permit it, and therefore it's a weaker Leisus Eivaseis. Then Tais says, and if you're going to say, v'nigma b'ma'atzad. Okay, you cannot learn, like you said, from Kain. You cannot learn from Nazir. Why don't you learn from Kama denominated? B'Kain v'Nazir. Delech l'amaseh eslabaseh. Like we learn from Zekonai, you learn from Reishay, from Nazir. Kama denominator, that they both have positive commandments that override a negative prohibition and positive commandment. And each one's flaw is not the other one's flaw. So you see that's not the integral ingredient. And the pekshnei nazim and the gemara nazir of the chesam and beis both they come after that. The gemara says b'koyim and nazir legamin madod. You cannot learn from each other. Come, the gemara says uba amal yifin manayu. And in general, we don't learn from them. From nikel mifal gemara, because we could ask like we said pierce. In other words, malav nazir can yeshem eshayla, because nazir you could ask and undo that nazirs. And koyin and shabakal and koyin is not universal. So it says b'tema same wonder that my learning from manayu b'atzad. Why don't you learn from the common denominator both them? The Rishon says what you could say is the mahatzad. No, the thing is whenever you have a common denominator, tachin dot kolhu, you could ask any question that is a deviant, even if it's not a leniency or a stringency. And therefore, here you could ask them the common denominator, what do you find the common denominator of Nazir and Kain? They both have a prohibition of cutting off here. This one, the Nazir by his head, and the Kain by his beard. So even though that's not technically a Chumrah, but still there would be something unique about them, and therefore that we would not be able to learn out from there to all other places. Now, since Taisus is to Ligarsi Kedamaran, there are some texts that don't have the word Kedamaran. Rather, the text is Uba Amalo Yafin Menayu. In German, you cannot learn from them. Mishum Nikola Mifrach, because you could ask that it's not Kedamaran. There, that Gemara in Masechet Nazir. Now, Mefarish and Taisus explains that the Koi Ikola Mifrach, that this Ikla Mifrach that you could ask is going a Hadam Abbasahi, which it says after that. Amr Rav, Chulu Rav says, etc. Pirish, in other words, Mefarshan explains. The Ikla Mifrach that you could ask that this did Amr Rav, Mekel, that a person could lighten. Mekel Adam Kol Guva Batar, he could lighten his whole body with a razor. Masik, the Gemara concludes, that it means Ke'intar, like a razor. I mean, he cuts with the scissors, even though it's close to the flesh, but still it's permitted. Now, Pekivin the Issa the Dukaal, so since we see that its prohibition is this of cutting the hair, is a light Isser because you're allowed to cut it, something similar to a razor. So, Asa B'dachalhu. So, therefore, the positive commandment of Mitzayra comes in and overrides the Lava Asay that it has over there. Which says, that's how they explain the Gemara over there. So, it says Abakasha, but it's difficult. Because Nelev Mikoyin Menazi, you learn from Koyin and Nazir, and umila, that it's decha aseba leisa ase, because the dachi tzras by mila we have that if the tzras is namaka mila, that it overrides the cutting off of the tzras dava aseba leisa, which is a kind of negative prohibition because I'm pegger beleza im lehevi and shabbos dafka from base of base. The tzras is considered like an ase and a leisa ase because it's hishameh the leisa ase and lasikal chazirucha is the ase. So you have Nazir, Kohen, and Mila, three places that teach us Asis de Chalitza Vasei, and we should learn from common denominator. So then, what's the Gemara asking that Mal Tzav Shavash Ben, that is Isseb Giluach, or we find something unique about them, but you see three places that you are de Chalitza Vasei. So Saz Tzav Nir, it seems, no, it's really like two Pesukim teaching the same idea. Which the reason for that is even three psukim is the mila b'chad mehani ikel mila, because from mila and one of them you could learn out from nimtzachad leitzokam, the ones unnecessary. So it's like two ksuma bum kiachad, and then actually we have two psukim teachers the same idea. You actually cannot learn out because here you need two to learn out from. It's like one pasuk, and then because it's not the same idea, it's only from the common denominator. And the third one is like the second pasuk, and that's actually why you cannot learn out from there to teach us the Chalei Sevasei. But additionally, Iyavim, and now had we learned from them, Lomali Krad the Klein Betzitzis Lalav Grid, then why would I need the halacha of Klein Betzitzis from the Smichas of Sokum to teach you that I say the Chalei Sevasei a regular lav? If I have them teach you lav, I say obviously you cannot learn out from them. In fact, you will learn out just for a regular lav. But says this teretz actually could be rejected, as I'm going to explain shortly, and this refers to Tyson of Vav, middle of Tyson Maschel Taima, where he explains, because you could say that you're right, the smichas of Klaim Tetzitzit was to teach a male for Rava, to teach you Temen Pishnah exempt old Minim, and not to teach you love. And actually, maybe then you would be able to learn from these three that is Techolay Sevase. Now, Perek Shnei Nazirim, over there in Sechet Nazar, Hayochel Lemekin Kabishas, the Gemara could have said, like we explained, that obviously you cannot learn out from them, because if you did, then why would you need the Pasig of Tzitzis that's Techolay Klaim? Just that they weren't so precise to be lengthy about it, because it was sufficient with the Gemara to say the other reason, as it explains over there.